Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Your boy is tardy today. I was perfectly on time until my daughter called me, much like I call her, which is the equivalent of calling me on the way to something. So I am in the shower less than an hour ago, and Mrs. O'Mara, who is walking out the door with my son, comes into the bathroom as I'm in the shower and says, "Catherine called you." Now, getting a call from Catherine prior to midnight is unusual. Getting a call from Catherine prior to 8:30 in the morning is stunningly unusual. But I immediately jumped out of the shower, dripping wet, went to call her. Of course, no answer. The great tradition of the O'Mara family of call someone when it's maximally convenient for you and then put your phone in China somewhere and hide it. That's the way it goes.
That's also known as the Kerry Spiewak, an urgent text followed by automatically to voicemail.
I would be foolish to say that it is something unique to my own family. It's not. In fact, it's not unique to men or women. People do it. I did it with my dear sweet mama. I would call her on the way home from work
right. Because
it was convenient to make the call. And then, when I'm doing something, it's not convenient. So I text her and I say, it's 8:30 in the morning. Is everything all right? Is everything okay? 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. 10 minutes goes by. Then finally the text comes back and it says to me, "I'm fine." And that's great. Wow. I'm glad you're fine, but you called me and I said, "Can you talk?" Nothing. Then you guys have been on the receiving end of this. By the way, it is Wide Open Wednesday. If I have two calls on Wide Open Wednesday, we won't take
them. We have to cancel it.
That's the way it'll be. I put the ... which is the urgent hello.
Yeah.
We were communicating. Would you communicate? And then finally, no response. And I say, "I'm going into the studio now." And so she says, "I'm at an EPA in D.C. Rob, you're the theater guy. Is that some sort of...
I don't know what
an EPA is. The Environmental Protection Administration.
That's what I think. That's where my Uncle Dana works. Maybe she's visiting my Uncle Dana, but that's the only EPA. I can't think of any theater-related things.
Yeah, entertainment.
Performance arts.
She was calling on her way, and which means two things. She's not in New York.
Right.
She's once again in the city where her boyfriend is,
which
is why you get an apartment in New York City.
I know your name.
And she's on her way to something, and she called me. But the good news is she's fine, and that's all I really care about. And the other good news is that we have our full complement. The lines are locked and loaded.
Stacked.
And let's get right to Wide Open Wednesday if I can figure out how to use this computer. We go to Baltimore, and Paul from Baltimore, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good Boldy.
Hey, Mike, Rob, Oscar.
Oh, hi.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Hi.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Mike, I was just calling in based on your experience that you had at the golf course last week.
Yes.
And I wanted to, commend you on how you handled that. And my father was in the same situation like that about a year ago, and he handled it kind of the same way that you did.
Got a lot of great feedback on that also from our listening audience, which means something. So I just wanted to pass that along. Go ahead. I didn't interrupt you. Go ahead.
It was in the kind of the same situation and over football. And I don't know. I don't know how I would handle that sort of situation. And I think, you handled it with class.
Let me explain, Paul. The way it is with me is there are two different sets of reality here. There's joke reality, which I think one can overlook because you can kind of you probably shouldn't. There are people who would make a case and say when you ignore a joke that has racial content to it, you're enabling to. And they have a very, very valid point. It's just not what I choose to do because it's just not it comes across with less backing when you do that, in my opinion, because I probably have bitched about a joke or something like that.
Right.
But if I bitch about somebody telling a joke, I will do it in a lighthearted way. This was just me looking at this guy and saying, that's unacceptable. That's offensive. And this is 2017. And then getting into it a little bit with another guy who was kind of like in some weird, convoluted way talking about country of origin and where the word came. And I said, I don't give an S. And I said it about four times to this guy, to the other guy across the table. I said, I don't give an S. I don't give an S. I don't give an S. Now, what I notice is that there's a definite awareness of when I'm around.
And I am A-OK
with that. Because there's also an awareness of... you know, nothing else has changed and everything goes along as it should. And I have no qualms. I don't lose a wink of sleep over it. It is absolutely cool. If people associate me with discomfort for bringing a certain subject up, I say A effing men.
Nice.
And I'm fine with that. That's cool. But other than that, Oscar was talking about letters and stuff like that. And I'm like, no, because I don't think that, I think you easily go into that guy. And you become the guy. I don't think there's clout.
I think what you did is great, but you could have outed him as well. That couldn't have been.
Oh, I could have completely outed
the
guy.
But you know, don't you think?
I'd rather. You know what? I'd rather stay in and get in his face. That to me is more. That's more satisfying. And also, you know, I just think right now, it's just not. It's not something that. And I have a whole history which I will not share with you.
Okay.
That I'll share with you privately, Oscar, about what went down because there's more of a backstory to it. But it's not appropriate for me to do that on the air.
In your community, though, just the fact that you did it and word has gotten around, isn't that more effective than any letter?
But not only is it more effective than any letter, but it's also indicated to me that there are, and this is important to point out because I can do the negative and I can do the negative all day long. It's really important to point out that the numbers are overwhelming on the other side. The numbers that are against the kind of speech that this guy was spewing out are there is hope that this is, I've gotten much more from our listening audience, from people down here, much more positive because I talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't just do it and then fly away. I talk about it. But you know what? I think it's important to bring it up.
You should pull Fletch Lives and next time they have a meeting, get out there and have
unfortunately, the Fletch series, Oscar, not in my purview.
Fletch 2 is not the better of the
two. He's in the South and there's a meeting on his front lawn.
Isn't that his favorite movie?
I love when you call him his old name.
Didn't Charlie Broyhill love Fletch?
It was just on cable 2 days ago. That's why I know. There's a meeting on his front lawn, and he goes out there as like he's one of the meeting members, and he's just chanting the wrong things.
Sir,
where are you from?
I can see. You know, I don't even have to see the movie now.
You can do it.
I see Chevy Chase doing that. Paul, I jumped in, and I rambled on, but it's an important subject to me. Is there anything you wanted to add on that? I'm proud of you. I think your dad did the right thing.
And you know, my father is probably about 20 years older than you, and I'm surprised, you know, that someone his age would take that stand. He was kind of ostracized for a little bit, and I think he's kind of worked himself back into the group. But you know,
it just sucks.
It's the Knights of Columbus, so you know.
Yeah.
Gee, I've never experienced Catholic bigotry. That's for sure. I didn't grow up around that in New England. None of that at all. That's the big myth. You know, you think it was bad down south.
Yeah.
Try bussing up in Boston and see.
That was the most popular chant, wasn't it? All together now.
You're gonna take my kid and bring him over to the other side of Boston. What are you talking about there, bad there?
Anyway, let's go to. It's back in the busing days. I'm not sure the decade. I don't remember. I wasn't a part of that. Let's go to Rick, and Rick is in Concord, California. You've called before, Rick, because I recognize Concord, California. What can we do for you, Rick?
I'm Ricardo Schofield.
Oh my God!
Senior.
That's an obscure reference
to your caller.
Wow, that is amazing. That is a reference to the late great Marion Barry, who did a play something.
Musical.
I'm not explaining that bit. I'm not explaining that. There's certain bits that
it's
you just
still great.
It wouldn't be funny if I went back and explained.
I wonder
it.
If I still have that in the archives. I shall do a deep dive tonight and see if I can't bring it up.
We are on the middle of Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Ricardo, what can we do for you?
I mentioned that to Adrian. He's like, who? What's that?
Predates Adrian. Predates Adrian.
Maybe even his birth. Yeah.
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
Probably, absolutely.
I got a new word for Oscar, word of the day from the last caller.
Chess?
Ostracize.
Ostracize. That's to be kept out.
It's a heavy word.
And you'll figure it out. So, word of the week.
Very good.
Thank you,
sir. All right, the clock's running, Ricardo. Anything else we can do for you?
Love you guys.
There you go. Thank you very much.
I'll take the word.
He gets it. Lee from Rochester. Lee, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My goodness. How are you, Tom?
Oh, you're on a Bluetooth with a noisy automobile. Yeah. That's the best kind of car. Is there a chance you could pick up and speak into the actual real telephone? Is that possible?
I can. Anything for you, sir.
Yeah, use your hand. Very sweet. Use your hand.
Is he in a convertible?
Robs, you've said that a lot in
now
your
I'm gonna do it.
Yes, I have.
Hi, Lee. What can we do for you, Lee?
You can pay for my ticket from the trooper who's gonna pull me over for
Super
talking on a handset while driving.
Okay. It's okay, Lee.
I'm just kidding. No, hold on.
I know you are.
Hey, he's just kidding, Mike.
Oh, I know. He's a kidder.
I'm a kidder. I read Hillbilly Elegy per your recommendation.
Well, that's awesome. I love to hear that.
It
that's
was
great.
Good. We would love more recommendations, you know, to enlighten our brains. So
I'd like to read more, to be perfectly honest with you. I've slid into we call it the in-season golf-obsessed Mike phase, where it's like, I don't like Stranger Things as much as I did last year. And then just, whiling away watching, you know, CNN all night long. And I go, can you believe he said that? And my brain's turning to squash a little bit. So, you know what? You've motivated me, Lee. I got to get out there and read some more stuff. And by the way, it's a much more relaxing way to turn in if you have a book in your hand or you have Audible and you've got a tablet in your hand as opposed to watching The Magic Box, which by and large is crapola.
Yes.
You know, really, there's just not a lot of good stuff there.
Although I'm back into This Is Us after last night.
Oh, really?
Okay, I want to talk about it. We're going to have a TV segment on the show today.
Okay.
Lee, I will pick, Lee, I will get to a book today. I got a few on the shelf that I haven't read yet, and I will be, the recommendations will be forthcoming. Yes, Mr. Santana.
Just briefly, not for Lee. Lee, enough of you.
Yeah.
Just
the password is click.
I'm hanging up now.
Okay, sure.
There he goes. There he goes.
This is Us on the people's, the issue of the sexiest men alive.
Yes.
They got the sexiest cast alive. Live, and they don't have Toby in the picture.
Oh
no.
Chris Sullivan?
Is Miss Metz,
picture? It's just the guys, except for Toby.
Oh, so it's the guys, except for Toby. You know, that is kind of a man toy show. That is really kind of a man toy show. Hey, I played golf with a guy from Madison, Wisconsin just the other day. David from Madison, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Oscar. Hello, Rob. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing fine. The question would be, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic because I'm talking to you.
Hey, that's awesome. How are things in Mad City?
Well, they're chilling down, but I slept with my windows open last night.
Oh, nice.
So it was
that.
Nice.
What did he
it was
say?
Cool,
what?
Fresh air. Now, Mike, I want to tell you my favorite phone call you've ever made.
Okay.
And that is way back in the Buzz Burbank, Don and Mike days.
Okay.
When you had, you were calling Regis and he was tied to Jack Nicholson's bed.
Oh, I remember that.
you do, I don't.
Yeah. It had something to do with Regis being at a Lakers game, right?
No, he violated Regis.
Yeah, but I think the setup had something to do with the Lakers game. And remember when
I'm in an awful lot of pain right now. I'm in an awful lot of pain. Jack has taken his 9-iron. This is not pleasant. This is not pleasant at all. Yeah, I kind of come.
Someone give me some help.
Okay, thank you for the call.
And remember, when you're classifying the eras of the show, the best one is the Buzz Burbank, Don and Mike era.
That's right.
That's right.
By the way,
that's
people
how
don't
we
realize
call it.
That's what the show was named for a long time, prior to syndication.
I like that he used the word violated.
Yeah.
Right. It's Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-6673, or as we like to call it, Sleepy Wednesday. Do you think they assumed like it was 9:30? Is that what happened? What are they? Did they guess or something like that? I'm not sure. Let's go to Delaware, the great state of Delaware, and say hi to Chris. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Doing great. What can we do for you, Chris?
jumping back a few calls, just for the people who are not familiar with Boston, because I went to college up there. The one bar that I went to my senior year, the L Street Tavern, where they filmed Good Will Hunting, before the movie people got in there and ruined the set, there was a bumper sticker behind the bar that said, "Busing ruined the public schools." I mean, the people up there are insane.
Yeah, people think, and what's interesting, by the way, the only time the overt racism of the Boston area, and by the way, like anywhere else, it's certainly not the majority. It's the very vocal, passionate minority of people that they get. But the fact is that when they implemented busing up in Massachusetts, there were riots, white riots, where people were going crazy because they didn't want their kids taken out of their school districts and put across town in the other areas, in areas where there were larger black communities. It was a huge deal. And it happened, I want to say 60s, 70s, right around the 70s probably.
Sound about right.
People kind of went
70s,
crazy.
And I was up there in the 90s, but I was just up there a few weekends ago, and got to go to the old College Pals. We saw a hockey game and at the college. And my question is, because I had to stay out in Lexington on the other side of 128,
Next time I know Lexington. There, my sister lived there. My sister actually lived in Lexington for
a long time. Well, that's why you're beating me to the punchline. I was going to ask you, can I get a hookup with an Airbnb code for the Kathy Mayer guest house?
No, she doesn't live there anymore, sir, but that's a little creepy, but she doesn't.
Yeah, hilarious.
The Kathy O'Mara Beach House is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Lexington. Did you go see all the Revolutionary War sites, Chris? Did you do that?
I actually worked there, so I did have to go past the Minuteman statue and bow down to it. But
thanks for the call, Chris. That's awesome. That's the Minuteman statue. Bow down to the Minuteman statue. Let's go to our backyard in D.C., Fort Belvoir, and say hi to I'll do a Bill O'Reilly call here.
Okay.
Let's go to Kels from Fort Belvoir. Hey, how you doing, Kels?
Good morning, gentlemen. You guys are always my favorite show, but even better when I'm medicated after knee surgery.
What kind of knee surgery did you have? They scope it? Did they replace it? Yeah. Did they carve it up? What happened there, Kels?
I'm not too sure because I was highly medicated. My wife still won't give me all the details, but there's a lot of bruising and there's a couple of stitches, so who knows?
You know what this is, Mike? This is the opioid epidemic. This man had surgery and he doesn't even know what it was.
It really would be. I just think when you're that drugged up, Rob Spiewak, where you don't realize what procedure has been done on your knee, whether they made a little hole in it and scoped it, a procedure I've had, by the way.
Yes.
Whether they've replaced the ACL, a procedure I've had, by the way. And or whether they've done a full knee replacement, a procedure I'll probably have 10 years from now.
Sure.
Do you know at all, was your knee scoped or was it major? What was the surgery, Kels? Come on, wake up.
Well, they said that they scoped it, but after they said they went in, they said they saw arthritis, so they went in and I guess cleaned out whatever else they found while they were in there.
I've seen arthritis.
Arthritis is very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. I hope you recover. But, and remember, what I always say when it comes to prescription pain medication, if it hurts, double up. Let's move on and go. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, before we wrap up this segment of Wide Open Wednesday, for our stock tip of the day from Mohammed, who is the market is open, and if you want to get rich quick, there's no better guy to get it from than Mohammed with his stock tip of the day. Take it away, Mohammed. What do you have for us?
Alibaba ticker BABA.
That is the stock tip of the day. You don't have to do anything else every week, Mohammed, but we become reliant on you for that. Alibaba, thank you. That's it. We can start the show now, Rob. It's official.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello, girls.
Would the more attractive of you please step forward?
God, that's funny.
No, actually, you're both very attractive. Would the one who thinks I'm attractive please step forward? Quickly as possible, time is money.
What you have in mind?
VD. I'm really into penicillin.
That's funny.
Actually, what I had in mind was spending the evening with a stranger who loves me.
It's gonna cost you $100.
Oh yeah? What time do you get off work? I'm kidding. Let's make it $200. But I will ask you to Simonize my car. Tell me, has there been a death in your family? This is funny stuff here.
Let's go.
Vitamin, give her friend $100. She came in second. You know what I'm going to do?
No, I don't.
I'm going to take a bath.
I'll alert the media.
Do you want to run my bath for me?
It's what I live for. Perhaps you'd like me to come in there and wash your d*** for you. You little sh**.
Oh, stay with me a minute, Hobson. You know, I hate to be alone.
Bathing is a lonely
business. Yes. Bathing is a lonely business.
Except for fish. Fish all bathe together. Although they do tend to eat one another. Fish must get awfully tired of seafood. What are your thoughts, Hobson?
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
See, Dudley Moore is bathing with a top hat on.
Yes.
And he's sitting there, and Hobson is his butler, and he starts doing this shtick about fish. Hobson doesn't care for it. And Hobson comes over, takes the top hat off, and whacks Dudley Moore right on the top of the head, right after he says, "Bathing is a lonely business." What's your thoughts, Hobson? It's Arthur. And then Liza Minnelli comes in about three quarters through the movie and ruins it. Welcome to the show. We are live in the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast. We're on air on demand, heard on our app, brand new, 24/7. Get the app. You'll love the show. A lot of people that are calling in, call in through the app. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and I want to tell you about the O'Mara refrigerator. It is currently jam-packed with That's It chocolate.
Oh, so good.
Yes. Does your sweet tooth need a fix, or maybe you're looking for some healthy desserts to put in lunches? That's perfect. The little guy likes it. Let me tell you about an amazing snack. It's called That's It. That's It started with fruit bars. Then we told you about their veggie bars. And now get ready. Chocolate bites. Amazing fruit dipped in dark chocolate. Hi, Eddie. I wanted to say hi to you. Each pack is around 150 calories and has no preservatives. They are gluten-free, non-GMO, low-fat, no-soy, vegan, and paleo-friendly. That's everything.
That's
okay?
It. Anyone
that
can eat
the
these.
Whole thing.
Everyone
that's
can.
Right. They're fantastic. There are two full servings of fruit in every pack, and they are delicious. They're just like eating little bonbons. Boom, 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 boom. They have real fruit and real dark chocolate. How can you go wrong? And you can find them at CVS. This is what I want you to do. That's It is offering our listeners an amazing deal. Go to thatsitfruit.com. Enter my code TMOS at checkout and save 10% off your order. Do what we all did. Try these new dark chocolate bites. You will love them. Again, go to thatsitfruit.com. Enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Your taste buds and your body will thank you. That's it. And we mean it. Let's take one last call before we wrap up our calls today, which are lean at best. Let's go to Travis from South Carolina. Hello, Travis. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. Huge fan. How y'all doing?
We are wonderful. Travis, what can we do for you on Wide Open Wednesday?
Well, sir, I need to know where I can submit my application.
What position are you applying for, Travis?
Carla's Boy Toy.
Oh, okay. Send that to box 696969, Loose Moral Way, Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Gotcha. Mike, it'll work out great. Look, a couple weeks ago you were talking about how she's got a boyfriend who's a cop. And look, I live in South Carolina. I'm close to 95.
Hold on. Rob, you're the historian of the show. I say a lot of things with my insecurity about my lovely bride.
I remember this.
Okay, can you defer this?
Can you clear it up for me?
Defer to Oscar.
That little Michael got some sort of badge from a lawman. And he came home from school.
Yes,
and she was all giddy because
yes.
a lawman. Right. Yeah. gave little Michael a toy.
Well, this
which
is on the heels of
world.
Dinner with Dirk, you know, where, you know, it just really where I was kind of incidental. You know, sitting there, and he came all the way down here to this part of Florida.
Someone had to drive, Mike.
Dine with Carla, and I thought I'd be the chaperone, so it was really special. But, you know, hope the dinner was good, Dirk. And
was it like an episode of The Bachelor? You were just there to observe?
I was there to, and at one point I was, well, my son was there too. And so, you know, well, I wanted to establish what he would be doing if he ripped the family apart. And at one point I excused myself and took the little guy to the bathroom so that, you know, the lovely couple could be alone together.
Yes.
And it was funny because when I got back to the table with my son, Dirk and Carla were sitting there and it sounded something like this. So I just... Here he comes. Hello.
Oh,
how are you? Hi. How are you doing? And it was just a little. I thought Dirk was coming down, making a long drive, and then making a drive back that evening. He actually stayed at a hotel close by.
Oh, that's
and then
nice.
The next day, Carla was gone for about 16 hours. But I don't ask questions.
No.
I really
don't
ask questions.
Nor
it's
should you.
It's not my place. Is there anything else we can do for you, Travis?
Well, Mike, I think it would work out great for both of us.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. I'm glad. That's great.
He's going to need to include a headshot.
Yesterday, you may remember that I popped into the show and informed you that my ear was swelled up real bad.
Infirm.
Yeah.
But it had been it had diminished from the day before. So I called my physician, and my physician said to me, the nurse at least, said, the doctor would like to see you. I said,
good.
Okay, well, I guess that's so. Well, that's not good. You know, it's good if the doctor says it's nothing to worry about after you give them your symptoms.
But
it's bad
wouldn't you
say,
worry? Wouldn't you worry if he had said, don't worry about it?
In this particular circumstance, based on my panicky internet surfing, no.
Okay.
I really look for the worst possible thing, like your ear will fall off. And rare, but this shows you why you go to a doctor and why you check things out, because you occasionally will get surprised. And so I go in. I go into the doctor's office, and I'm greeted by the whole system now down here is very predictable. All right, here's how it goes. You call their call center.
Yeah.
There's no longer a call to a doctor's office. It doesn't exist. For most of America, in any kind of metropolitan area, it doesn't exist. So you call a call center. The call center informs you that they are busy. You inform them that you are concerned. They inform you that they will call a nurse at the doctor's office who will call you back. There is no specific time given. You are just told that's it. That's the way it works.
That's the dance.
You're not going to crack the system because it's just not going to happen. So you accept that.
One thing I'm curious about, do you think there's ever anyone who has the wherewithal to call a doctor, get the phone system or the phone bank, and then just say, oh, okay, I'll call later? I mean, that whole step of saying, but I have a concern, that almost should just be thrown out.
No, because it's not going to be addressed. They're going to go, it's going to go call center to nurse.
Right.
Then you will get a call back. Then you will express your concern. Then they will tell you that they're going to go to the doctor, and then you will get an answer on what's going on.
It's a horrible medical
dance.
You
will not get call center to nurse call. We'll give you advice.
Too much.
You get, so that's the step. And the step I got was, let me see, on Tuesday morning was go, the doctor would like to see you. So come on in. I explain myself.
All right.
No. Let me get it right. Call center night before. They call nurse. Nurse calls me that morning and says, what's going on? I tell her. She says, hold on a second. The doctor would like to see you. We'll call you back with the time.
But so
urgency. Four steps to do it. But that's just the way. There's nothing you can do about it. And so I get a 1:45 appointment, and I roll in at about 1:44 because I will not. I go to appointments down here right at the moment, maybe a minute or two later because it's so. Because I'm just not going
to
use the half hour,
which
is mandatory where you're sitting there. And I go in, and there are 7 people in the office, which is the way it is down here. It will be that way. Get a little worse in January. It will tail off
7 patients?
In April. 7 patients standing by in the office.
Wow.
And so, and it will tail off in April, but this is the reality of it. There'll be a little decline during the holidays, and then that's the way it will be with a bunch of people that are sitting there because it's just stressed. It's overtaxed.
Right.
That's the way, as America is getting older, and these doctors are overworked. He looks overworked. He looks tired. He's a great guy, and he looked tired.
Snowville, so USA, right?
Yes, yeah. It's really difficult, and it's but it's the system, and you can't. You, look, I was in the belly of it for 2 years, so I don't like getting back in. But when I hop back in, I know it, and it's sure. It's the reality. So I wait for the good doctor to come back in, and he goes, let me look. And he looks at both ears. He goes, yeah, that one's a little bigger like that. So does this hurt? I said, yeah, a little bit hurt. He's like, okay. He said, and then he says, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
He says, have you had the shingles virus?
Oh. Oh no.
I said shingles?
Oh my god.
You mean like the thing that you see on TV?
Yeah.
He's not 100% sure. But he gave me an antiviral medication to take.
Oh, to try to nip it in the bud?
Because he says it's painful all the time, but it's problematic if it's on the face.
When I see Terry Bradshaw's commercial.
Was that loud, Phony? Was that a little loud?
No, I was just feigning surprise.
I just didn't know whether it was too loud. Whether it was
no, it
was a little loud.
He was doing it.
I'll say that.
Would he tell me if it was loud?
No, he wouldn't.
Okay, so Phony, let me ask you.
It was
again.
Too quiet.
Was it a little? It was too quiet.
Yeah.
No.
So shingles.
He's the wrong person to ask, and he will put the brakes on the show, Mike. You got to move forward.
No. Yeah. But the psychological problem, which is communication on this show, which is my number one pet peeve. I say, was it a little too loud?
I didn't think it was too loud at all. It was fine.
Just checking.
Sure. Shingles is...
You should know that the headphones he uses also are headphones that are so high-end, they don't process sound as well as they should.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. I just thought when I played that, because
it
I think
loud.
It's loud
I was
down
sitting here, Mike. It was loud for me.
It was loud as hell.
Yes,
all right,
yes,
thank
it
you
was.
Very much. Okay, so that's what I... I'm,
shingles
so it's
is
off
a,
to the...
It's a derivative of chicken pox. Have you had chicken pox?
I don't remember. And my source for my medical history is unfortunately in Frenchman's Bay right now.
Oh,
so
dear.
I can't really tell you, but I
do
think
know
I
that
have.
Shingles.
Call your sister. She'll know.
Shingles
no,
unchecked.
She wouldn't know. My sister won't know my medical history. She doesn't even get. My sister doesn't know I'm alive, for God's sake. You know, once we planted mom, I don't even know what state she's in anymore.
Mike, I've Googled celebrities with shingles.
Remember, yes. It took Letterman off the air for a week. That
There's
was what
no
made,
way.
Yes.
There's no way. I'm on the medicine for it now, so it's gonna be diminished if it's anything.
Billy Idol is a known celebrity that has had shingles.
Blisters on your face, I got more.
Even if you have a clean lifestyle, you can have shingles like Billy Idol.
Like Billy Idol,
Roseanne Barr
again.
Oh,
clean.
Those were nasty.
Oh,
between the toes.
Richard Nixon.
I'm not a crook. By God, these shingles will... I have enough of them on my body to take care of your roof.
Tony La Russa.
Don't do a Tony La Russa impression. Although I know what he sounds like. You know, it's like, yeah, I got shingles. Yeah. Tony La Russa. Thank you. There's my Tony La Russa.
Anne Heche.
Blue.
Robin Williams.
Well, look at these shingles. Oh, I'm so depressed. I'm not going to let anybody know how depressed I am, and then I'm going to ruin the world for a couple of months. Ooh, Robin Williams. Yes, sir. I still get sad when I watch Good Will Hunting. Robin Williams is the death that, the celebrity death that lingers for yours truly. I get truly, truly depressed when I see him on film. I really feel that is the example of a national treasure that we lost too soon.
Ironically, Frank Langella, who played Richard Nixon.
Oh, that's true. Right. But also Dracula.
If the president does it, it isn't illegal. That, by the way, this is my Frank Langella Richard Nixon impression. If the president doesn't do it, it's not illegal. Let me ask you, Mr. Frost. Let me ask you this, Mr. Frost. Would you like to ride in my golf cart? That's Frank Langella doing Richard Nixon. That's
I love when
I
you
do.
Take it one step further.
Patton would like this impression.
Yeah, he would.
This
he
is
would.
The kind of I do. I don't do Richard Nixon. I do Frank Langella doing Richard Nixon. Would you like to sit down, Mr. Frost? That's a lovely girl you've got there. And then he'd call him late at night. I love that movie, by the way. Frost Nixon.
Doesn't it seem like a fever dream? It's so weird that yeah, really
very, very
happened.
Weird.
Yeah.
And it probably was nothing like really happened.
No,
yes, Oscar?
I guess in Fame Index, the most famous current, I guess, TV star of our day is Terry Bradshaw, who's the
Terry Bradshaw does the commercials.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. So I was going to ask you about the vaccine that they pitch on TV.
Yeah.
He says to me, and I know this is true, there's a new one out. There's a new vaccine that won't be out till January. I said, well, what about the current vaccine? So that's effective too. However, unless you're 60 years old, insurance won't cover it.
Oh.
Welcome to America.
That's right.
The
welcome
burn.
To expensive too.
Certain,
right?
Now that's not all insurance, but certain insurances won't cover
the
it.
The burn.
So that's where we are with that. So that's I'm
can we
on
see the,
ear?
What's the update?
Here's the
ear. Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
I mean, no, the ear's better than it was. Shut up.
You should wear headphones
up.
On the golf
just
course.
Just shut up, please.
That's distracting.
Please.
Yeah, maybe a headband.
Right, so,
yeah.
Anyway.
Something.
But anyway,
there's
that's
a uniform,
that's what
Mike.
It is right now. Just still feels a little odd. Yeah. Little odd.
I'm sorry. I'm happy you're alive, though.
Yeah, is it an oral medication?
No, it's rectal, Rob. thank you very much for asking. I appreciate that. We will take a break and come back. By the way, it is Wide Open Wednesday, but the computers have just gone bat-ass. We'll be right back, everybody. I'll take
whatever I want. Listen up, America. Big football is in high gear. If your picks haven't panned out, don't panic. The Mike O'Mara Show has you covered. They have a secret weapon. Nikki Diamond, the prognosticator of Verump, has the inside knowledge to help you win big with the Diamond Pick of the Week and the Merle.
Take it to the bank, baby!
Brought to you by Pond World, where they'll treat you like a king. And by Mom's Diner on East State Street in Pahrump, where they invite you to have dinner with Nikki this Thanksgiving from noon to two. Nikki Diamond, a sporting legend, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Light him up!
Wow, that guy. My God. You at least send him a Christmas present.
Always selling.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. The U.S. Postal Service is an important tool for any business because it reaches every household every day, and Stamps.com is the easiest way to access all the amazing services of the post office. Print postage for any mail class right from your own computer, and Stamps.com never closes. I can mail any letter, any package, anything. I just use my computer and printer, and the mailman picks it up, domestic or international. Create your Stamps.com account in minutes. No equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible. That's Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. Click, print, mail, and you're done. We've used Stamps.com forever. It's easy, convenient, and saves us money and time. Right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. You know the code. You love the code. Use the code. That's Stamps.com and enter TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again, people. It is Wide Open Wednesday. We've had a smattering of calls today. We will take another one right now. Let's go to California, Anaheim, California, and say hi to Jeff. Jeff, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Great to finally talk to you. I've always been a listener since I was probably 15 or 16 in California.
That's wonderful because we've got a lot of listeners in the northern part of the state. We don't get a lot of SoCal listeners, so great to get a call from Southern California.
I am from the abhorrent Sacramento. So
you've listened for a long time if you call it the abhorrent Sacramento. No, you know,
we love
the people out there.
I wanted to let you know I was listening to yesterday's show on the way to work, and I heard that you have commercials on YouTube. And I wanted to let Oscar know that he could get the family pack for Google Music and share it with all you guys for up to 5 people.
Oh, wow.
So you don't have to pay $10
each. Somebody explain to me what's going on.
Oh, no, I appreciate this. This is actually a very helpful call, Mike. Remember when I was yelling at Rob for being cheap and not buying the YouTube Premium so he could play music without the pre-rolls for the commercials? So if we want to play something on the fly, you don't need the commercials?
Right.
He actually said, I could buy the Omero family pack and give you all the license so we don't have to any pre-rolls. If we want to play a song, it just plays.
And I'll get the code.
Yeah.
And we'll be good to go.
That winner, would be, winner.
That'd be exciting. Yeah.
Big winners.
What do you think of that, Rob?
I think it's fantastic. I'm so glad this guy called.
Are you really?
Also, I wanted to say that, Rob, you're wrong all the time about the way to pronounce cities in California. Mike always guesses it right the first time, like Placerville stuff. And then
I remember
goes,
saying
like,
I remember that one. I remember saying Placerville. Yeah. I know I said Placerville.
But apparently I've been wrong every time. Never gotten it right.
And Bacaville, Mike is Bacaville. Or should it be Vacaville? Rob is like, yes, it's Vacaville.
No, I guessed it was Vacaville because I thought maybe it was a derivation of vacation. Here's a word I know how to pronounce.
Now stop. Calm down before you attack.
I've always wanted to be attacked by Rob.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me ask you this. Jeff, is it vodka or vodka? Is it vodka? Is it vodka or vodka?
It's vodka like cow. It's Cowtown.
Cowtown. It's Cowtown. Vacaville. Vacaville, California.
Yes.
Rob, do you want to have anything more to say to this guy? You know, we're
I
not
wish
exactly
him all the best. I hope you have a great holiday.
That's wonderful.
I hope that's sarcastic because I just love to be attacked by Rob. I've been a dream of my life.
And in that case, nothing more to say because I just wish you all the best. I hope you have a great day, sir.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know who would pronounce those names of those California towns really perfectly?
Who?
Jim Amato.
Yes. Yes.
So anyway, that's where I am with the old shingles. He does not know. The quote from the doctor was, "This may be overkill, but I'm going to put you on this prescription for 7 days just to you're not taking enough."
If it is shingles, will this medication stop it?
It could or it may not.
Okay. All right. I understand now.
Which is the best news when you leave a doctor's office.
Yeah.
Makes you bounce out there getting something you didn't know you had. But by the way, the whole, if it's not, I don't even know the questions. I didn't get to get all the questions answered. Like, yes, go ahead. Yes.
We know your medical history as of the last 5 years, 8 years, I would say.
My tragic medical history. Yes.
Yeah. The only connection I would have with what you're going through right now is the hoof and mouth disease that you had in your home.
Not related. This is in your body, and this comes out when you get older. That's all I know.
From what I remember, if you've had chicken pox, the virus.
But I haven't read up on it because they gave me the drugs. I'm taking the drugs, and I'm not going to sweat it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sweat it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to deal with it.
You have the worst luck.
If you have shingles. And guess who had shingles? My father! Thanks, Dad!
No, I don't think it's genetic.
And the genetic Irish pool of donut-eating ectomorphs. Is it endomorphs or which are the fat ones? Ectomorphs or endomorphs?
I think endomorphs because
you shouldn't
ecto.
Think you should know. Of anyone in this studio, you should know the answer to that.
Because endomorph ecto means is ecto it- is a ghost, like ectoplasm. So
No. It's actually endo. Ecto.
Which of the fat? Is endomorph or ectomorph the fat person?
Ecto right now, I'm online. Yeah. And I don't remember. I just looked it up. Are the skinny fit people? So it's the opposite.
So endomorphs. Yeah. It's like closer to the end of life. Yeah. The endomorphs. Go take a look at my Irish family tree on my father's side. It's like, you know, I mean, you look at that, and I. By the way, back trouble. I've got it.
Yeah.
Digestive issues. I've got it. The shingles virus. He had it. And he had it terribly, I was told by me. Of course he did.
Because when he got it, it was the worst of everything, right?
The only thing that I didn't get that my father had is when my father was a captain in the United States Army, and by the way, a belated salute to all of our veterans
for
our Veterans Day. I have to tell you this. When he was a captain in the Army, I got a picture of him in front of his bivouac tent where he's over in the South Pacific, and he has to weigh like 155. He is lean, good-looking guy, and he's sitting there, and he's got like a volleyball, and he's squatting down in front of his tent with just his Army fatigues shorts on, and he just looks like, you know, he looks like he's like right out of Band of Brothers.
A man.
He just looks so cool, and, you know, I don't tell on a regular basis my father's World War II stories because they're so few and far between. But the history of my dad lost his father at a very young age. He lost his mother when he was a toddler. So she got strep throat. And back in the day when you got strep throat, you couldn't survive it in many cases. Yeah. It would get into the bloodstream and it could kill you. And that's what happened to his mom.
Yeah.
Pre-antibiotics. And so my dad was essentially raised by these old maid spinster aunts that never got married. That's who raised my father. My father's father was off being a judge, the first Irish Catholic judge, one of the first in the state of Connecticut. And he was doing that. And so he, you know, he was taken in by these women. So when he goes off to serve in World War II, he basically deployed out of New York City and went out and they, you know, went through the boot camp and went on the troop carriers and ended up in the South Pacific on these different islands. He actually have in one of my on one of my walls in the house, I've got a charcoal sketch of a night raid on Guadalcanal, because the island he was on, he could actually see the searchlights and the night raid on Guadalcanal.
Wow.
One of the, you know, biggest battles of World War II. And he has just amazing stories from the war. The best one that I liked and I truly enjoyed, he got a letter from one of these spinster aunts. And I'm not sure whether it was one of the ones that raised him or one of the many women in the family that, let's just say, had it pretty goddamn good.
Mm, yeah.
Okay? They had it pretty good. They didn't have to lift a finger for almost their entire lives. All right? They were cruising, and they, you know, because the family, for whatever reason, had this money. And they were able to, and they didn't marry, and they were taken care of. And by the way, back in the day, it's important to point out, I think way, way back in the early 1900s, a lot of women, if you, you know, you might not marry if you were comfortable, because that was a way to further
live your life.
Yeah.
Your life.
Yeah.
So they did what they want.
These were the aunts you had to visit after church every Sunday, right?
Yes.
And it was
misery. I am not sure whether he got the letter. The way it could have been a cousin, it could have been one of the aunts. But the letter he gets in the middle of the South Pacific, as he is in the middle of World War II, and he's walking across battlefields after dawn raids by the Japanese and seeing bloated bodies and seeing the horrors of war firsthand, and none of these guys came back without some effect on that. And he got a letter that read as though it was, you must be enjoying the beautiful South Pacific with the palm trees and the blue water. And as he's reading this, he's reading a letter from one of these cousins or aunts that reads as though he's on some sort
vacation.
Of South Pacific
like a
vacation.
Cruise, yeah.
And he's getting more and more pissed off.
Come to
and
me.
He didn't want to. He was so angry at this. And can you imagine? I mean, you're over there and you're in the middle of the war and you're dealing with all this crap.
Yeah.
And he was an army ordnance officer. So he was basically a guy that provided a lot of the logistics and a lot of the anti-aircraft ordnance, guns, shells, that type of thing. That's what he did, and he dealt with a lot of different
and
people.
And you're probably in the middle of essentially not just the war, but a psychological warfare with yourself, where you're
even if you're not doing the horrific things like storming beaches and stuff, you're still in a war and you're away from home,
and you finally get a letter.
A letter would
be like the one glimmer of sunshine.
How wonderful it must be to be over there with the palm tree. So he stews on this. He's just like his, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Sure.
He stews on this. And what he does is they used to have these massive spiders that would get into the tents. And they were, you know, it's the South Pacific. And it's it's the middle of the jungle. And these spiders are about this big.
Right.
And one of them died and it was desiccated. And he put it in an envelope. And he sent it back and said, "Yeah, it's really beautiful over here." And sent it back to this.
That is ballsy.
He is pissed off. He also on the way back after the war was over, he had his because he was an officer, U.S. Army Captain William Joseph O'Mara. He had his knapsack sliced open, and America, even on the ship, fellow Americans were ripping off other Americans. And he had a war club that he'd gotten from an indigenous tribe over there on one of the islands. He had like a pearl handle thing that would have been probably quite valuable. He had a lot of different suits.
Like the little lady that dances on the dashboard.
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. War souvenirs, Oscar. That's what it was. And they ripped him off. And so, I remember
I would be
he
stewed.
Brought home in our basement was a military duffel bag that had a slit down the middle of it where it had been cut open.
Wow.
And a
pillaged.
You know, and my father always said, the Army and the Rivalry is like, it's one of the Marines. It was one of the Marines.
Do you know if they shipped him back to New York? Where did they ship him back stateside?
California.
Yeah,
California.
It was the same with Big Daddy. You know, they got him back to Los Angeles.
Left from the East Coast by train. Well, they eventually took a train back. Yeah, I think they were on their own, and many good times had, especially in the, if you happen to be around L.A. L.A. is my lady.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, anyway, we're really super late. I just wanted to share a little WW2 story with my father.
And
you know, here you go, Auntie. How wonderful it must be as I'm back here eating English muffins.
Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Ladies, would you like part-time access to your favorite Bolivians, Wit, Wisdom, Wang, and Wallet?
Wang?
Are you capable of keeping your mouth shut and not ruining a good thing? This season's Oscar Santana Scholarship has been claimed, but you may still be eligible for a Schmosker Fantana Partial Scholarship. While on scholarship, you learn about important topics like the value of Schmosker's time and why you shouldn't have sent that text. To apply, gather up your sexiest photos and mail them in discreet packaging to the Mike O'Mara Show. As with all Fantana brand offerings, no fatties, no uggos.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have to tell you something about our wonderful sponsor, Texture. I do not read paper magazines anymore. I am a Texture exclusive person. I get all of my magazine content now on Texture, and what's great about Texture is that you never walk by a newsstand and see a magazine that you might be interested in that you know you're not going to take the time to buy, because you've got it. You've got over 200
already,
magazines on Texture. Texture is the app that gives you all the magazine content you need on your tablet or on your smartphone. It's absolutely incredible. I get Golf. I get Golf Digest. I get Golf Tips Magazine. I get Esquire.
I quickly read Maxim.
Sure.
So as not to get caught.
Yeah.
By the way, yeah, they could make it a little nastier, just in my opinion. You know, they could do that.
I'll alert the media.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about Maxim. Anyway, you get all these magazines right on your smartphone or your tablet. Totally searchable. Daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Just imagine having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere. By the way, Golf Tips Magazine, just to give you an idea, if you've got a magazine or a subject that you're interested in, the back issues are there. You go back and you can go back a year and get these wonderful magazines and get all the articles.
You don't have to be a hoarder with a stack of magazines in your living room.
To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, podcast listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That's over 30% off the listed price. There are also great gift options available for the holiday season. You want to give somebody a great gift, walk them through it. Even if they're not a person that does the whole app deal, you got to walk them through it because it's worth it. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS and do it today. I noticed before the show that we have intern Adrian who is with us. And yesterday on the show, it was something I've been thinking about. It was referenced by Monsieur Santana that maybe old Adrian is kind of pissed off at the room. And let's find out if indeed he is feeling a little bit.
Take your time, son.
Down.
He's coming now. And slow. Sit down.
Still
and
recovering.
Have a sit down, young Adrian, so we can find out where ye head is at. We'd really like to know. Jesus, can you move any slower?
Like.
Mike, I got no sleep.
Oh, here we go.
I'm tired. I'm not feeling too good.
All right, so.
Nice lead.
Oscar said you were maybe pissed off and you'd left us or something like that. What's going on with your world now?
Yeah, what's up with your schedule?
I'm a little upset, to be honest with you.
Go ahead, Perch. This is why we're all here.
No. I'm upset at Dan for calling me out. I'm upset at all of this whole situation over New Orleans because I feel like I let everyone down.
You did.
I feel like I'm like the goat of TMOS right now. And so I'm getting on Facebook. I'm getting it from you guys. And I never really meant to, you know, hurt anyone. I never meant to
be devious.
Now you got it from me on the show because I get everybody on the show, but you haven't gotten anything from me on Facebook. I haven't been.
Yeah, he hasn't been a monster.
Thank you, Oscar.
Has anybody, and you say you're upset, your lead thing was that you're upset with Dan O'Brien for calling
you out. Yeah, Dan O'Brien was rough on him.
Yeah, he burned you hard.
Now take Dan's tone out of it. Were Dan's facts straight?
I honestly did not listen to it because he's not worth it.
How did you hear about it that he was trashing you on the show?
On the fan club, I had to delete the app or the Facebook app because I just couldn't deal with all the comments.
Oh, what were they saying? Were they supporting you or are they against
they
you?
They were not supporting me. Not at all. Shocker, no one supports the pothead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, maybe you need to have a talk with Dan O'Brien.
I think everything Dan said was factual.
What did he say?
Well, I'll ask you these questions.
Can I be honest? And look, I'm going to pile on, and now I feel bad, but that is a classic. That is a classic cannabis move, where the first thing out of your mouth where you come in is you say, I'm mad at Dan O'Brien, and they say, well, I didn't hear what he had to say. That, you know what? I remember people that did that all the time. And the fact is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But guys, am I right about this?
You're exactly right.
Someone gets completely upset with no facts to back it up. We're not going to sit here and rehash what Dan O'Brien said. If you're mad at Dan O'Brien, either ask him or, hey, I got this little thing. It's called the archive. You can go back and listen to the show.
Yeah.
Could I ask him something on my behalf? Because he's not going to do that, please.
Yes.
Now, Diego.
Yes, Austin.
You know, you're still going to be my little brother.
Yes.
You're still going to be my partner in arms,
I
right?
I appreciate that.
Yes.
I'll
still buy you Red Bulls when we need them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That Red Bull killed me, though.
Yeah, I got you.
I feel good.
Just briefly, when did you decide to move to the French Quarter and say, hey, Oscar's paying for 3 days. I'll move from the $30 hotel to the French Quarter, closer than Mike, Rob, or Oscar are staying.
I know he's going to answer that question, so it's my job as the train conductor here to say, please be clear. Go ahead and answer him,
yes.
Adrian.
Oscar, I booked these rooms in January. I thought I was being a good intern by booking these rooms early in the year, only to have everyone forget that I did that.
No.
No, you booked them in March at the very earliest.
I'll show you a text. January 31st is the day I booked them.
Yeah, I'm talking about moving from the $30 hotel to the
more expensive
hotel.
Why would you say
March,
Rob? Why would you say
because
March?
That's when we booked our rooms.
Not true. I have emails.
Well, we're not going to go at your emails. All right. Listen to me. I was told by Dan O'Brien that you moved from the outskirts of New Orleans.
Correct.
To the French Quarter.
Yeah, essentially you were in Manassas, and then you took a room in Georgetown.
Yes.
You really went to the center of everything.
Correct. I never planned to be there a week. My original plan was to be there Thursday through Sunday.
Hey, hold on. We got Ronique on the line here.
Ronique,
call back.
Call back,
that's because Diego's our phone screener, and no one decided to hop in the seat and keep it warm.
Let's remember that, people. Now, you decided to move.
Correct.
Hotels when?
On Thursday.
Okay.
So, like I said, I originally planned to stay there Thursday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tuesday through Thursday, I was at the cheaper hotels outside the city.
$30 a night, which we were told. Yes.
Correct. And then Sunday through Tuesday, I was at, again, on the actually stayed in the same hotel, but the employee rates were available for those 2 days.
Okay. Now, the question is,
yes.
When you found out that you're going to be staying in a better hotel, a closer hotel than Mike, Rob, or Oscar,
yes.
Wouldn't it have been great to say, hey, let's move Mike to the French Quarter and avoid all this drama, and maybe I'll still get my hotel taken care
of? Yeah, what a treat.
That would have been amazing. But when I saw the Hampton Inn, I thought this was a really awesome hotel. Yo-Yo, check this in.
Incidentally, can I say this? Because we've mentioned the Hampton Inn, your employer, and we've mentioned them multiple times. The hotel, the facility,
yes.
I thought was absolutely terrific.
Yes.
It was our individual rooms.
The rooms. Yes.
When Todd Moore is staying at Buckingham Palace, like five floors down, and I'm in the room class, what happens with that? I thought they were all the Hampton Inn and suites. I thought they were all roomy rooms. How come our room was so teeny, teeny, tiny? Oscar's and mine, side by side, by the way.
I overlooked the fact that that hotel did not have the
By the way, you know what I had to listen to through the wall every single night with Oscar and Shannon next door to me?
What?
I would hear this.
Yeah. Pep talks.
I'm sorry.
No, I didn't hear anything.
Did you ever hear?
Did you hear anything? Did
no,
you hear
I just
anything?
Heard her knocking.
No, it's pretty solid.
Carla
you know,
was knocking.
You didn't Carla,
hear
knocked
ow,
ow, Carla knocked one morning. Carla knocked one morning.
Stop. I said, get the phone book. No bruises.
How come our rooms were so small, Adrian? That's all I care about.
Because, like I said, I was impressed by the pictures of the lobby and the hotel and
all
everything.
Right,
that's all I looked at.
Right by the pictures of
and wasn't
was
Yo-Yo great?
Okay. Second.
What do you mean Yo-Yo? What?
The front desk person. Remember her name was Yo-Yo?
Oh boy, you got to see. There's where the connection is made. I don't remember her vividly. I had fun with her. I was making all the effort with Yo-Yo.
Yes.
I was making that, and that's the person who checked us in.
And you asked her a question about
And I said, who's the most famous yo-yo
exactly.
classical musician?
Cello
and she
player.
Didn't know Yo-Yo Ma, who was the famous cello
Did
player.
She know Tommy Smothers?
No, the poo worked with a yo-yo.
Exactly. That's all I know.
So you don't have an answer for that. That's fine. Okay, we've got to move on.
Second question.
Yes.
Did you at all, at any point, were you concerned or were you aware of the amounts of marijuana you were smoking in front of a guy who doesn't smoke marijuana?
No, because I told Dan, do not tag me on any Facebook posts, because if you do, this is what's going to happen. You're going to get comments about all these pot comments and all these
pictures.
I wasn't scared, no.
You're not listening to the question.
Yeah.
You had a friend that you were sharing the room with.
Correct.
Right? And you're sharing expenses with.
Correct.
Right? And this guy doesn't smoke weed, doesn't do anything like that. But in an effort to make him comfortable, all you did was smoke weed at all times.
Not true. It was a vaporizer. I wasn't smoking like blunts or like out of bowls inside the room in front of Dan.
But did you feel it was appropriate to smoke in front of him? It's not.
We were in the room. We were in the comfort of our own room.
A little room.
Well, you were in his room and he was in yours.
It's not legal down there. Is it legal in New Orleans? Somebody kicks the door in and old Dan O'Brien's going to the Who's Cow because of your habit. That's not cool.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. Those are the facts, man.
And hey, in retrospect,
yeah.
How do you feel about leaving Dan O'Brien at the airport?
Oh yeah.
I'm so mad at Dan about this. I texted him twice. Meet me at the metro.
His phone died.
Yeah.
No, it didn't, because it obviously had enough juice to get him a lift to the metro station close to the hotel.
Okay. I can't do it anymore. I have to have this in small doses, or my brain is going to fall out of my right ear.
Do you
which
feel
has
like
shingles?
Do you feel like he's vaping in your studio?
I do. It's insane. Adrian, but you're still
we
with
love
us, right?
We
you're
love
still with the
yes.
team. Are yes. you still with the team?
100%. And I appreciate
that's,
the kind
that's
words.
All I need to know, because we love you, and I'm glad
I
you're part of the
you.
Team. We'll have to have a point counterpoint with O'Brien when he gets in.
O'Brien, right? And let's call right. him that from now.
They're
on.
Both. Don't you? I find them both incredibly likable in their own completely different ways, which is fascinating to me. But that's what interns are all about. How are we doing? Any newbies coming? Anybody on the hook in the future?
We are working it tough.
The answer is no. We will take a break. We will come back, and we'll have news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just wanted to get
listen to O'Maracast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from the Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeOMaraShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by our bonus packages. We love our bonus packages. You will, too. The wise men saw a star in the west, the west coast of Florida. And the star was Mike O'Mara.
What?
Why are you? I have to read this. You're toying with me.
No, this is good copy.
And he said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great laughter, which shall be to all people that give the gift of the TMOS bonus show." Amen. Be one of the wise men or women that shares the blessed laughter of the bonus show, a gift that we all cherish. Everyone on your first list, on your list, will rejoice when they receive the year of TMOS bonus shows full of gold, frankincense, and mirth. Give the gift of a bonus show right now. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. You will find the bonus show wrapped in swaddling clothes and waiting at our website. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. Never has such a marvelous gift been so easy to share. It includes access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Glory to the bonus show on high, and on earth let there be laughter. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. So getting back before we start news here, what's the situation with the interns? I mean, do we normally get them around this time of year?
We'll get them. The new crop will be in for the next semester.
That's January semester.
They're being teed up.
I thought we used to have them all year round.
Fall was always the hardest because these jerks are trying to be rock stars in school.
Have we ever had a fall internship?
One.
Who was it?
It was Dan O'Brien, and he was out of school.
Oh, and you know what else? Vincent was a fall intern.
Yeah, yeah.
Before Pony pissed him off.
And then he was invited to the Christmas party.
I love interns. Get them. Bring them to me.
Bring them to him. News.
The rumors were true.
What?
Blake Shelton is People Magazine's sexiest man alive.
Ooh.
And he's pretending to be humble about it. He says that when they told him he got it, his first thought was, quote, y'all must be running out of people. That's funny. Like, wow, we're down to somebody who's somewhat symmetrical. Blake's voice co-star, Adam Levine, wore the crown in 2013, which makes the victory that much sweeter. He says, quote, I can't wait to shove this up Adam's. That's a funny quote from Blake Shelton. You know.
Well, it's been a great week for licorice hats, hasn't it?
It sure has. Simon Cowell almost killed himself last month when he fell backwards down a flight of steps in the middle of the night. Fortunately, he didn't die, but it was a wake-up call. He's on a health kick that includes more exercise, less drinking, and a lot less smoking. He was inhaling 80 cigarettes a day, but now he's cutting back to just two. That's four packs of cigarettes, which is actually a logistical feat. Let's say it takes 6 minutes to actively smoke a cigarette. 80 would take 480 minutes or 8 straight hours of puffing. It's especially impressive when you consider how many places you're not allowed to smoke anymore. Before he fell, Simon said he woke up, wasn't feeling well, possibly because his whole body was an ashtray. So he walked downstairs to get some hot milk. On his way back up the steps, he fainted and he fell backwards. There you are.
Does he look like a smoker to you? Normally, someone who smokes that much looks like a smoker.
Well, he's British, and I know a lot of the Brits smoke, but he certainly didn't look like a smoker to me. You know, Pony looks like a smoker.
Pony does look like a smoker.
You. I didn't fall down my stairs.
Not yet.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm falling.
I don't want that. Don't let them out. Thank you. God. Remember when Jay-Z launched Tidal? Does anybody remember that?
Yeah.
There was all that fanfare about how this would be the streaming service for the musicians. That was fair, and it didn't skim the money from the actual talent. Well, about that, Prince's estate is still fighting with Tidal over the rights to stream his music, and now they've uncovered evidence that the alleged contract between Prince and Tidal was, quote, fabricated and backdated to appear authentic.
Oh, really?
No.
That's pretty scummy.
Shame.
Well, that's what they're saying. The estate originally filed a lawsuit against Tidal last year, and they've just given this information to the judge. Either way, it's looking like any agreement between Prince and Jay-Z was very loosely documented, if at all.
Damn. Ooh. Damn, son.
Yeah, take damn, advantage Daniel. Of him. In death, even. Don't take advantage of people in death.
Very, very scary. Iowa isn't necessarily known for any signature food. A sophomore at Iowa State University named Chris Jurgensen. Actually, it's Jorgensen, so it's not.
I don't like him.
Chris Jorgensen just tried to change that. He made himself a grilled cheese sandwich last week, but instead of bread, he put the slice of American cheese between two Pop-Tarts, and he tweeted, quote, you ain't from Iowa if you never had one of these.
That's disgusting.
It sounds gross. Lots of other people from Iowa have chimed in and said they've never heard of this sandwich before, but Chris's tweet is going viral, so maybe one day we'll all look back at this moment as when Iowa's signature dish was created.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That tastes good. Yummy little
Pop-Tart. It's called the Lang.
Little strawberry Pop-Tart. That's fantastic.
T-Lang.
T-Lang.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, five things managers might want to keep in mind if they want their employees to be happy. A new survey says what employees want. Number five, growth. 56% of people don't feel like they have clear opportunities for promotions or ways to learn new job skills. Let me get the dinger buzzer out for us here. There it is. That's us for that one. Sorry. Okay. That's number four, company alignment. 33% of employees don't think their company's core values align with their own, and less than half would recommend their company as a good place to work. I think we get a ding for that, do we not?
Yeah, we'll take
a ding.
I think
we're okay with that one. Thank you. Number three, work-life balance. 23% of people say they often feel drained when they leave work. 60% have noticed their job taking a toll on their personal life. We don't get that one. I think we're all cool.
No.
Just on time alone, I think we're all right.
Yeah, of course.
Sometimes it gets to you, but not too much. Feedback. 32% of employees don't feel like they get regular feedback from their boss.
Hands on.
Yeah, we get feedback if we put our headphones too close to the microphone.
I'm not sure if it seems to be stuck on that one thing.
What do you have that on loop?
Anyway, 31% wish their boss would communicate one-on-one more. We really don't have that problem here at the Mike O'Meara
Studios.
We
live a life of one-on-one.
Keep it real.
And number one is recognition. 63% of employees don't think they get enough praise. Screw that.
Hey, Mike, you did a great job with that story.
Thank you very much, Rob. Of softies.
Yeah, softy. Come on now. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you a little something something. Australia's it. Rob, do you have a door? I don't have my door sound effect. I just lost it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Give me one second. I have
do you have a door?
Door?
You have to have the door for this bit to work.
Let's get a door.
Okay. I'll cue you like this when I want the door.
Okay.
Australia's biggest city. Sydney
yes.
asked the public to vote on a name for one of its new commuter ferries.
Yes.
And the results are in. The name is Ferry McFerryface. Names for a total of six new ferries will be chosen from among hundreds of nominations, according to the BBC. We are lucky enough to have the deciding vote here with us today. Let's bring him in right now, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is.
I love Australia. Ferry McFerryface, yay. Have a great day. I'm going to go out the door now. Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Ferry.
Charlie. You silly village Australian idiot. Listen, I got to skate, but the boys are going to wrap up the show when we come back with the audio vault today. And Rob Spiewak, is it a decent one today?
It is. Will you do me a favor?
Yes, what's that?
Will you open it up while you're here?
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you.
Here we go.
We will let the sounds out when we come back.
Yeah.
I'll come back and I'll give you the Amazon commercial.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
Oh, what the hell? I'll stay. We'll take a break and come right back, everybody. I'm just kidding. Thank you.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
Hey there. This is Katie. And on this week's episode of Cake and Cookies, Rob goes to New Orleans. Dan faces his greatest fear, and my washing machine is full of toilet paper. All that and so much more on Cake and Cookies.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Toilet paper in the washing machine. That sounds like it might be problematic.
It was bad.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the most wonderful time of the year, or is it? It's expensive, it's hectic, and there's never enough time. Unless you use Amazon, using Amazon.com through our website or our app is like having a workshop full of elves helping you at every turn. Steve Ham won't have any trouble figuring out who's naughty and nice this year. He can keep track of everyone on his brand new 24-inch Dell Inspiron HD touchscreen desktop. Santa says it's also great for porn. And Scott Spindler is all systems go for Yuletide fun. He bought the Lightkeeper Pro 1220. It's the complete tool for fixing miniature light sets with a squeeze of the trigger. Oddly, Santa says that is also good for porn. Santa is weird. You see, Amazon truly sells everything, and at holiday time, that's a lifesaver. Shopping Amazon.com through our portal changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS using the TMOS app or go through our website. Now, go spend money and spend lots of it, because George Bailey is worth more dead than alive, George. There you go. And check with our good friends at the our main financial tool for the show to make sure that the connection between that Santa seems to like and their relationship with that is A-OK before we send that off to them.
Just
out of curiosity.
No worries.
And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. All right, I've opened it up.
Mike, when life hands you lemons, what do?
Be late.
You make lemonade, and that's what Kim Kardashian did. She has a new perfume that was inspired by her kidnapping.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I read about this.
It is called Crystal Gardenia.
After my whole Paris situation over a year ago, all my friends would come over and bring me healing crystals. And I thought, wow, this is like, I love having them in my home. I love
She's starting to sound more like an adult, which is good.
I feel really calm. And so gardenia also makes me feel calm. That's my favorite flower.
But
it's my favorite scent. So I thought my...
And also the vocal burr.
Yeah.
Gardenia.
Down here.
Favorite things, the things that are the most precious to me right now and what's important in life is just to like be totally calm and safe and feel like I'm going through this healing process.
So if you wear the perfume, you don't get kidnapped or mugged. Apparently, that's what I'm getting.
I mean, that family is conditioned to whore every aspect of their lives out. And
you know,
that's what they do. I mean, nothing is sincere. Nothing
their products are so popular that there is a task force taking the counterfeit products off the black market.
Incredible.
Really?
Incredible.
And, it's
and
so
their
real.
Marketing is like every aspect
Makeup,
of their world. So nothing.
Clothes.
But there is zero credibility.
Yeah,
zero, they have zero.
That,
I don't believe a word that she's saying.
That being said,
and what do crystals smell like?
Life of Kylie is a smash.
Yeah,
there you go. I'm glad at least one of us consumes that product.
I'm sure that it has.
And tomorrow, can we talk about This Is Us and Stranger Things? Because
yes,
that's the
it's Santos.
I'm having trouble.
changing the world.
In Santos tomorrow.
Oh,
Santos,
you know, I had a pep talk of pep talks this morning with my girl.
More of a pup talk.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about that. We are connectivity-wise just making it to the finish line.
All right, yeah, we're limping in. All right, nothing greater, and this goes back to live television, when people would have a genuine breakup on television. I think they manufacture them on Saturday Night Live, but when someone can't stand it and just laughs, they did a thing on Jimmy Kimmel this week where they read mean tweets about Jimmy on his 50th birthday. This is the take.
One of the greatest bits ever on late night television, in my opinion.
This is the take of Larry David reading a mean tweet about Jimmy Kimmel that made
air. One, two, three.
Here's the one that made the air.
This is going to sound fantastic, but I forgot Jimmy Kimmel's name. So I Googled ugly late night shows and I got him top bleak.
So that's the one that made it. On last night's Kimmel, they ran Larry David's full take, and the man is just fighting to stay alive.
Can we talk about how Jimmy Kimmel? These people are so mean. Can we talk about how Jimmy Kimmel isn't funny ever? Why is he so confident? Where's the self-loathing? Jimmy Kimmel always looking like he real upset that... Jimmy Kimmel always looking like he... Jimmy Kimmel always looking like he real upset that he on TV and has to take a big poop. It's so bad. The only power Jimmy Kimmel has is he can jiggle the 13th... The only power Jimmy Kimmel has is he can jiggle the 13th... Oh my God, it's so mean. The only power Jimmy Kimmel has is he can jiggle the 13 fat rolls under the pew beard on his face.
I think it's so funny because you don't see Larry David laugh in his shtick.
No, you just don't. In the show, you don't. No,
no, you never see him laugh. So I thought that was great.
Neither do I.
Mike, but just this past week, this past week's episode that aired on HBO.
Curb?
Oh, yeah. It was just, briefly, he has the worst Uber rating, so he can't get anywhere. And his friends won't let him use his Uber because he's... And then he pretends to be on the spectrum because he's like, maybe you just like have no filter. And then
I hate that you love that show and I hate it. I truly do.
Well, my dad had an argument with his dentist. He said, "Don't you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?" He says, "No, I can't watch it. It's too tense. It's too uncomfortable."
Maybe that's what it is for me. Maybe it's too uncomfortable for even me. I don't know what it is. Now, I don't watch.
I never, ever tire of seeing Lady Gaga do great stuff. I think she is a great performer, but she's good. I think also a good person. This happened at a recent concert. She saw a girl in the audience get accidentally hit in the face, stopped the entire show down.
I just looked over and I saw, are you doing all right? Oh. Okay, so do you need a paramedic? They're on the way? Okay. What's your name?
What'd she get hit in the face with?
Meredith.
I think it was an elbow from dancing, but she got...
They need paramedics?
Well, she got clocked really bad. She was bleeding.
I'm so sorry that you got hit in the face and that you're bleeding. We're going to make sure that you're okay, all right?
I just wonder, was she up there dancing and a steak flew off her ass or something from one of her meat suits?
Yeah, it was a new meat suit.
That's like 10 years ago, Lady Gaga.
She's much more tame these days.
There's some things that are more important than show business.
Porterhouse flew off her ass into the crowd.
Spare rib right up the nose. It's the worst.
She's out there going, doing her thing. Poker face. I'll do all the 10-year-old Lady Gaga jokes. So she's doing poker face, and a porterhouse steak flies off her ass and impales somebody in the audience.
You okay?
Stop the show.
That's right.
That's awesome.
We'd be so fantastic. Oh, make sure to get that girl a backstage pass. Tomorrow.
And gives her a backstage pass. Oh, how great is that?
She's being taken away by paramedics. She's not going to have any use for that.
dripping with hamburger.
Put a steak on her eye.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's the audio ball. Thank you very much.
Boys.
Yeah, Ricky, we'll take it away with Ricky Skaggs. Have a great day, everybody, for Oscar and Rob. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.